So can faith be made objective and acceptable universally by everyone? By faith, I understand you are referring to morality, essentially. It's more of, can we have a universal moral code?
Yes.
So will everybody accept that this is wrong or this is right? See, the today is, there are basically two broad codes. There is moral absolutism and there is moral relativism. So moral absolutism holds that this is right and this is wrong. So there we see morality as categorical. Anything in this category is wrong, anything in this category is right. And moral relativism is, there are no categories only. Whatever you think is right, that is right for you. Whatever you think is wrong for you. So I was giving a talk in Seattle, in Amazon. So after that talk, this same issue came up, moral relativism. Can we say that there is, isn't morality subjective? So then I asked the questioner that, is there anything going on anywhere in the world right now that you believe is wrong? So of course, the terrorists are killing innocent people. He says, pedophiles are violating children. Men are abusing women, domestic violence, whatever. He said, terrorists are killing innocent people. Do the terrorists think they are doing something wrong? No. So, then is it wrong or is it not wrong? Say, of course it's wrong, they're killing innocent people. But you are saying that morality is subjective. Then, from their perspective, it is not wrong. Says, no, but their perspective is wrong. But on what basis are you saying their perspective is wrong? If we say morality is relative, then we will have no basis even for our law system, because laws have to be objective. So there is, within all of us, implicit an understanding that there are some things which are right and some things which are wrong. So the moral sense, the sense that there are right and wrong, that is universal. And there are some things which even you think this is wrong. Even that person says, I'm not doing anything wrong, but still you understand this is wrong and this has to be stopped, this person has to be punished. So the problem comes when these categories become so rigid. So one extreme is to make these categories absolutely rigid, and the other is to say there are no categories at all. Whatever you think you put in this category, whatever you like you put in this category, whatever you don't like you put in this category. No. So the problem comes when these categories are seen as rigid and non-malleable. That is when the problem comes. So the Mahabharata, the Ramayana, even the Bhagavad, their basic teaching is that morality is not just categorical, it is also contextual. Contextual means that in certain contexts, certain things may be wrong, although normally they are right. Say, or the other way, certain things which are normally wrong may become right. If say, terrorists are chasing someone and that person comes to your door and says, please save me. And we hide that person in our house. And the terrorist knock on our door, is he here? Now, should we speak the truth? Speaking the truth is good. But in the Mahabharata, Krishna tells this similar story to Arjuna, and he said there was a Brahman who had taken a vow to speak a truth always. And then there was a cow who was being slaughtered and she had run away from the slaughterhouse. And the hunter came, the butcher came, and he asked the Brahman, where is the cow? And the cow pointed, and the Brahman pointed out. And the Brahman was punished by the laws of karma thereafter. So he says, so morality is not just categorical, it is also contextual. So there are certain areas where there may be grey zones. So we have to acknowledge the grey zones. But just because there are grey zones doesn't mean there is no black and white. So there are two extremes. One is to say that there is only black and only white, and the other is say there is no black or white, it is just all subjective. But in between, So that's why it becomes a little technical, but we could say there is moral relativism, there is moral absolutism, and there is moral realism. Realism means that in the real world we absolutely need morality. At the same time, in the real world, we have to understand that there can be extenuating circumstances, there can be exceptional circumstances where certain things which are wrong may actually not be wrong. So if we have this, the Mahabharata has this morally realistic approach. So it's moral realism. That's why when Krishna tells Arjun to shoot at Bhishma while Shikhandi is ahead, he does that. So it's moral realism. So moral realism is what we need. So if we see this as a third category, not moral absolutism, but not moral relativism, but moral realism, then it becomes more acceptable to people, even in today's world. It's not that everybody will accept. There is something which is acceptable and something which is intelligible. At least it will become intelligible to people. For them, to accept it, that's a matter of their free will. Okay. So thank you very much.